The known scientific name for the Asiatic elephant is Elephas maximus. Fascinating, yet unpredictable. This next hour strives to be just that. The Elephas Hour.
Welcome back to the Elephas Hour. We're here with a new year, with technically the first episode of 2021. For those new listeners here for the first time, the Elephas Hour is an audio drama podcast that strives to tell original stories / retellings that are both fascinating and unpredictable, entertaining while making you think at the same time. Think of this as an oral cinema, the kind you listen to, not the kind you eat or brush with. I am your host, Zachary Williams.
And I am Fijilt, sometime helper from the land of Snoo. It does not have a guidebook yet.
Back to the new listener thing. This week's story is one that I kind of hope defines this podcast for anyone curious. Our stories are most always driven by choices, and the choices in Bear and Island.
Bear and Island?
A young man goes on a journey with a venturer he feels he can trust, and with all his credentials, he obviously can, right?
Did we listen to the same story? I thought we were doing Treasure Island until...
We're never doing Treasure Island. Besides, this is an original, not an adaptation. So, sit back, relax.
I'll wind up the projector here.
And enjoy Bear and Island on the Elephas Hour.
I have taken long and pensive consideration of my actions up until this point. I have taken longer of those I might do and their effects. Here is one future.
He's guilty! Guilty as sin! Put him away! Stop screwing about already! Order! I will have order! I now ask for the defendant to rise. Judas! Order! For the crime of the murder of Reynold Dobbs, does the defendant plead guilty or not guilty?
I did it, Your Honor. Guilty.
This court speaks the same. The verdict is guilty. Bailiff!
You want to say why I did it?
Swing him!
Silence!
I should say...
In this future, what defense would I have? It would be as it was. A man was killed. My teacher, my employer, dead. One small act of a willing hand and a furious mind. His friends would dismember me. The law would condemn me. People, ordinary faces I saw from day to day, would know and shun me, either outright or in ways they knew they could. It is a wretched prospect, but one worth considering. All those proceedings would follow, and one far greater could appear, and one not thought of, encasing the others. And even lesser crimes can bring it to life. But only if I acted first. But that was not so. Not like that. What did occur was both our faults.
Have you got any roots out yet? No, this one's come deep.
I've won.
Place it in the box there.
Let's join with another. Split the hairs and pick one. Split the hairs, that's funny.
Just do it. Back it in, gently. Gently, so it can grow.
Yes, Father.
We'll not be pulling up a lot. We're still to deliver corn to the Gables, remember? Just as is. They're not paying for mashing.
Mm-hmm.
just, so. Soil's too full of the rain last night. Might have washed this garden away. We'll give them water and sun inside. Smart your mother to think of it. Either of you boys been thinking about what you'd like to do? As a line of work, anything. Obviously you could help out here. I'd not be crouching over you.
Here's fine. That means a split of the profit, if you chose.
Maybe. Oh, that's a good one, that.
I've got my journal on me. I'd be fine with writing, keeping a record. I guess you do that, right? I never tried it, but I would. Mostly all I write is thoughts.
That's what the wonder of school does to you. No shame in that. Your mother would say that. But you work for someone around here. They'll teach you what they know, what they want you to do.
Should I be putting the spread together? It's not been done already.
That's five.
Father.
Hmm?
Do you want me to get the delivery ready?
Yeah. Go see it's all tiny leg. Heck, go. No, stay. Can't guess how heavy this crate of soil is. Shouldn't be too bad. How much soil you put in?
Two shovels in.
Never mind. I'll call you if I need you.
Yes, Father.
Get yourself washed. And Harry, set out the boots.
Yeah.
Come along. Nearly to the gables.
Blast the sky. Reliable for staying grey for a week. Can't give us some blue. Do you suppose it's like that by the sea?
Never been.
Why don't you find a way there then? See what the ships bring in.
You go then. Further out if you...
Quiet there. Good. In the mire there. The gables left their goat pens open, looks it. One of them's got stuck in the quick muck.
Fool thing.
It's the rain's fault. Deep in the mud and slough till it becomes a trap.
You think the gables know?
They must. At a point. Help me put the corn down, boys.
You're not thinking...
You laid out the boots, didn't you? Let's see. There's patches of grass, but where else are they are?
I can't see a way without sinking.
No way round it. The way isn't round it.
Father, I'm doing.
Need a rope there.
Would believe so. You got one?
Yes. But I'll need someone to hold it while I go
in there. Heck, help him out.
Here you are. Easy now.
The muck sucks quick, sir. Take care.
Strange as this may seem, I know what I'm doing, young sir. I've been a participant in events like these, with creatures in need of help or finality. Tie the rope round it like so. Very good. Mind pulling him? He might do it himself. Well, if he could do it, it should not be a problem for us. All right there, young sir. The house down the way found a goat pen open. Unless this is you.
No, this is the gables. You know them.
Well, a few minutes ago I did not, sir. I was walking down the way and an agitated personage was running along a pen of goats. I merely took a guess at what happened and was suggested to take a length of rope should it have run down in the wet ground.
We'd best return it. Thank you, sir. If it's no trouble, I'll accompany you. Come on, then. Come on. Come on.
Are you from around these parts, sir?
Not terribly. My unofficial home is southward, down towards the shipyards. I've worked as a cartographer, and for that, I've had to sail 4 times.
Where to?
Far, far and away. I've seen all the islands that make up our isles, and, well, places commissioned, and others I have had the fortune to discover myself.
You're an explorer, sir.
Perhaps. In my years of travelling, I have acquired wealth, a ship, willing financiers. Extremely vital, I may say, but very occasional crews. A single man voyages are probable, but not hopeful to an outside eye. And so I've come to search further inland for willing souls for another journey. My last, almost certainly.
Oh.
Just to please the ones with coinage, you know.
Have you a place tonight, I wonder?
I really needn't. I can make any place a place to live. It's a necessary part of venturing forth. The only one whose mind can be put at ease, if it can be believed, is yourself. And even then, unless you can prove you can provide something worth the effort, no one will really believe in you. But I can assure you, I can and did. I've travelled further and done things no one else has. A bit of irritants of mud never harmed me, really. So, really, no.
Yeah. Oh, the place. Come and stay with us, if you may, Mr. Dobbs.
If you insist. Thank you.
Mr. Dobbs?
Ah, it's the young sir again. But what is your name?
It's Harold, but Harry for short.
I see. Well, there's no shorting for Reynolds. You must thank your father for me again. I had no intention of trembling on your family's good graces tonight. With the lady of the house's grace, I can only imagine.
She'd probably invite you first if she was still alive, sir.
Oh. I am sorry. I have sometimes felt that that is what that love can lead to. Attachment. And a quick way to grief. It stops you. Do you think that?
Father never stopped working. We did too, sir. I don't really know about love like that.
When you do, or you think you know, you mustn't let anyone muscle you into something else. It's the only way you can be sure and strong in this world. How do you think I got here? I listened to myself, and just myself.
Yes, sir.
It's rather quiet here. The land is so flat. You can see the sky stretch for so long.
Yes, sir. Excuse me, Mr. Dobbs. Father, where's Heck?
Taken to bed. He's got a headache again. And Mr. Dobbs?
He wanted me to thank you again. I think, well, from all he said, when Mr. Dobbs leaves here, I've thought to go with him. It's just a thought.
So, you'd mean to stay under him?
If it's true he's his traveller, as he says, he's got to have a good view of the world and the ways around it.
You don't know what he wants you to do.
He said he was looking for help. I could do that. I could learn from him. An assistance has got to be. I trust him. He's got direction, I feel. When you hear him talking about standing up for himself when everyone else was against him, that's a man I want to follow.
You know for sure.
It's a start. And a nice one.
From what you know just now. What I said about working under another person, it holds true. You're with them. You're under them. It's their world. I don't know what that is.
No, you don't. So I'll go and I'll tell you.
Will you? But if it is in your mind, we'll talk to him. Mr. Dobbs. This young man here would like to discuss the idea of you taking him on to help you.
He would. Well, if he would, that might be the end of my search.
I need someone to be an assistant.
I can do that, sir.
An eagerness as good as there'd be a great deal of journeying. Can you handle a great deal of walking?
Yes, sir.
And I would need him up before the sun rose. I want an early start.
I think, yeah, the journeying, sir, when would be a time I could return?
That would be up to you, I suppose.
And the pay.
Oh, and the what?
That would be determined at the end of this journey.
What determines it?
Effort. Time. Heart.
I don't know if I'd be awake till morning light, but sir, I'd go if you'll have me.
Sir?
You said it.
You're here at last.
You're here. So you've got your own pack?
Yes. Like yours.
Well, I said we'd start now. And we shall. This way.
Where are we going?
This is the road I took that brought me here. It'll take us back to the dock town.
We need to sail from there.
I'd have you worry about that when we arrive. It is a ways.
I believe it. Further than our gardens and fields, I imagine. Have you truly not been to the country here before?
No need to stop here. I find it best to travel on with a straight purpose.
That's good thinking. I wonder what the sunrise will look from here. The sun's turned like violet already. Seeing it alone's almost sad. I mean, I'm not alone, but...
Boy, can you sail? Do you know how?
No. I thought you said I wasn't to worry until we reached
the dock town, yes. What do you think? I have trouble remembering. Follow me. Follow my lead, and you'll be all right. And sky is meant for light. It is a simple miracle. Amazement's just lazy.
So, this is the dock town.
Oh, I'd straighten up. You're in a hive of human activity. Eyes will be on you.
Well, they all seem busy.
This is my friend Lansing's office, a sort of regrouping place for us.
You're Mr. Dobbs.
Who asks?
Minder of the docks. Mr. Surge asked me to mind the place here, too. He's in, if you're wondering.
Good. Lansing.
Hey, are you with the Dobbs?
Mr. Dobbs, yes. What's she writing there?
Places I want to go. I've been seeing people go off places so long I've never gone anywhere. Not with anyone worth going. Mr. Surge says it'd be dangerous for me. I'm listening to him.
Well, I believe Mr. Dobbs is planning to sail soon.
What are you doing with him?
I'm his assistant.
You might be staying here like me.
Well, he came down towards my way looking for a crew.
Your way? But your country?
Do you not like country?
I didn't say that. From what I've seen, Dobbs doesn't take to crews, really. Except for Mr. Search. Don't know why I'd ask you.
I volunteered. What of it?
I find him very agreeable.
I might know now.
Those look like things on a map.
I've memorized some maps. You might best see to Mr. Dobbs in there.
I was going to. Sir?
Where the devil have you been?
Very sorry, sir, just outside.
That's enough. This is my colleague, Mr. Lansing Serge. The boy is my assistant, Harry Granson. Good day. As I was saying, I saved your charts. No one's seen them but me. And talking to the board members, I brought up your proposal. And? They decline. The Nimrods shot me down. Why don't you hear me out? I see it in your eyes, never mind. They have their own provisos. If you want their backing, you'll need to have a crew. Fine. Of their choosing.
Doomed. Doomed. I know.
You provide the ships and supplies, which we have.
I cannot wait that long.
If this is your last journey to this island, they want it done properly. So none of the old lads. Listen. If I were to tell you don't go, I know you'd say nay. But do you feel you have to go again? Even now? You saw that place once. Have you not done well? Helping people we met. Shedding light on the world we don't know. You've got so much good to reflect on.
You say it's good. It's nothing for my troubles. Except for this last time. This time it'll be worth it. And it will be done my way. Let me help you.
Oh, my blood. This must be what it felt like to stand on the galleons. Ready to make sail. Pull the gangway, we're sailing!
Boy, kindly remove yourself from Mr. Serge's vessel. And dispense with the mariner's jargon before ship takes off.
Sorry, sir.
We are voyaging on the vessel beside it.
Oh, I'd do better if you took my ship.
It's my ship that I know and that I bought and I will use it.
If you're doing this all by yourself, allow me to... Rachel! Sir? Don't go. Sir?
I will not have anyone searching for anything more than I already have.
Await orders. You're Rachel?
Yes. This girl doesn't have a proper name, but she joins me on a patrol in the early hours.
I'm Harry.
Harry. You see what I said about crews?
Yes. But look here. I've been thinking about what you could do with maps. Surely that's good enough reason to join a crew, yes?
What? Yours?
I have a feeling we'll leave early anyway. I think I can convince him.
I would if I could. Wait, come here.
You're my friend, Renault. My good friend. And I'm trying to steer you straight.
You trust me, then let me steer.
I've done that. It's you and him.
Do you still trust me?
Of course.
That's the last barrel. Sir.
Oh. Good work. Now, boy.
Sorry, sir. I know.
Now, as not every boy is willing to admit they haven't sailed when they're asked the question, I think I might take the time to teach you the main... Are you listening?
I'm fine. You remember I told you where we could get help?
Stuck in my mind.
This time enough. We'll leave in the morning.
Yes.
Good. 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 What? Are we moving? It's night.
It is morning. We have a purpose, boy. A straight purpose. And we'll start as soon as possible.
But, Rachel. That's a dog. Rachel.
You had better forget her. Even a day and you get attached. I've seen it. We have all we need, boy, because we are the only ones we need. I took you on because you promised to heed me. So heed me, and your purpose shall be mine. Let us sail.
And there we went.
You've been listening to Bear and Island on the Elephas Hour. Bear and Island was written and directed by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and the music. Stay tuned in 3 weeks for the conclusion of this story on the Elephas Hour.